Talking right now with Eric McCullough, the head football coach for the Esaka Raiders, as they get ready to square off with Manson Northwest Webster up in Manson on Friday night. And what is a huge, huge district matchup. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, it's kind of fun to be in this position and talking about, like you just said, a big game for a district matchup.
Yeah, you guys got Manson this week and then Sioux Central next week. So, in a way, two of the teams that are in front of you guys in the district standings right now to get into there and maybe up to a 2 or a 3 seed and stuff, you kind of control your own destiny, and it starts tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's where you want to be. I mean, that's where you start the season, and, you know, you're going to have ups and downs, and but to still kind of be in the hunt, I think makes it fun and makes it competitive for all the boys.
How much did that win and the way you guys did it with the defense kind of dominating again, how much did that help you guys kind of bounce back with that win over Eagle Grove last week?
I think that was a big positive thing. I mean, like you said, the way the defense played, we had a great game plan coming in, and the kids executed it. They trusted and trusted each other. That was a big thing we talked about last week, is, you know, you have to do your job, trust your teammate to do his job. And that's how it worked out. I mean, we gave up one big play, but they bounced right back and then caused a turnover. So that's why, you know, you just line up, you keep playing, and things are going to happen. You're going to, like I mentioned before, in the season, you're going to have up and downs in a game. You're going to have those up and downs. But I think our defense has done a great job all year, bending and not breaking, causing those turnovers and just keeping us in those games. And the offense has done just enough for us to put some points on the board.
Coach, speaking of the offense, you got some offensive linemen back last week. Now that they've had a game under their belt to gel and another week of practice, what do you anticipate seeing from the offensive line this week?
Just continued improvement. And we're still kind of messing with a combination of how we're kind of putting kids in different spots to get our best look and what we can do and how we can kind of keep things going. I mean, we kind of stayed in that full house tee a lot last week because our shotgun snaps weren't very good. So we're going to make some changes so we can kind of adjust and be able to maybe run a little bit more shotgun this week just to try and utilize our athletes a little bit more and kind of get some guys out of the box. I mean, that's when our guys do a good job up front, but we're still not very big. And a lot of other teams just seem to be a lot bigger than us. So we got to try and get some guys out of the box so we can maybe still have some success running the ball and throwing the ball. I mean, we still do Tate does a nice job still throwing the ball. We just need to give him a little bit more time.
Coach, what do you expect from Manson defensively then? And are they another one of those teams that are just simply bigger than you guys up front?
They got some big guys, but I think we match up really well. They're probably about the same size as us. Maturity-wise, they're a little older, you know, so that's something we've been struggling with a little bit, just experience. But our guys continue to grow. Defensively, they're going to sit in what looks like a 3-4, walk safety down, so it kind of looks like a 3-5. They don't do a lot of blitzing like your kind of traditional 3-5, but they got guys that get to spots. Seems like they got a few guys that don't have any responsibilities other than just go to the ball. And we just need to take advantage of that a little bit, what we've seen on film. But they do, you know, they still do a good job. They cause some turnovers. I think their backfield just has 3 or 4 less interceptions than ours do, than ours does. So we just have to make sure we make the good choices, attack where we can, and just not turn the ball over.
Where do you feel the weakness in their pass defense? If it's really good like your guys is, where can you attack them?
It kind of depends, you know. We kind of thought we knew Eagle Grove was going to be in that kind of that cover 3 look, but when we went to shotgun, they went to a cover 2 look. So we just have to kind of see how the game goes and throw some formations at them, see what they're going to do, what their kind of maybe figure out what their game plan is, and then just kind of use our formations and our guys to try and create some plays and some success.
You mentioned the full house tee a lot last week and maybe trying to run a little more shotgun this week. How do you use that those two in the run game, and which one do you feel like you can be more successful with?
I think the kids have a lot of confidence in our full house right now just because it's worked a lot. We have 3 guys in that backfield, but there's about 5 or 6 guys we can rotate through there. so we can keep some fresh legs that way. And we've worked on some things just to disguise some things a little bit, you know, hide the ball a little bit. I think that helps. And it's pretty simple, which keeps it simple for our guys up front. And just get guys, and we just have to make sure that we're getting positive yards, you know, not getting tackled for a loss. That was the week before was kind of the frustrating part when we get a run of first down for 5 or 6 yards, and then second down we get tackled for a 2-yard loss. And then now we're sitting at third and long, third and medium. So we got to keep ourselves in that third and short type situations. So we just continue to kind of keep the ball, grind it out, you know, and then if we can get close enough and Luke is having a good night, we can kick a field goal.
Coach, they're going to try to probably mix things up against you guys a little bit. They run a little more than they throw, but not afraid to throw the football. Does either one of those concern you more? Because your secondary has been real good, but I thought last week your run defense was outstanding as well.
You know, they run a wing T from under center, and then they kind of go to what's kind of been new, the shotgun wing T type look. I feel pretty confident with our guys. I mean, they're going to get some plays here and there. Their biggest thing with their pass game is a lot of times that quarterback's able to throw the ball up and they got a receiver that just goes up and gets it. I mean, it's not fantastic routes or anything like that, but it's, they just go out and play ball and they make some big plays that way. So that's the things that we've worked on this week is just understand where certain players are. So we understand what they want to do for their big plays and just make sure we're on top of that. And in the run game, we just got to make our reads up front. They like to pull guard sometimes. They run off tackle. They have a pretty good little inside trap play that we need to make sure we do our responsibilities up front. So it's definitely going to be a little bit different than last week. Well, Eagle Grove, you know, you get that triple option, and that's what they try to do. But I was real proud of our guys last week when Eagle Grove did try and throw some, you know, a little bit of trick plays at toss pass. Our guys were in position like they needed to be, which was something we never saw on film. But I think that's when you get the amount of seniors we do on our defense and the experience they've had, they're able to kind of adjust and flow. So we just have to make sure we try and keep making plays and kind of bend and not break.
Coach, you mentioned what you guys kind of focused on this week. Has it been a good week of practice?
Yeah, you know, the weather wasn't the best Tuesday for practice, but, you know, with the amount of kids, short roster we have and still trying to play some JV games, kind of gave us a chance to have some guys get a little bit more rest on Tuesday. We just did a lot of walkthrough stuff, talk about situations, and then I think that was beneficial. Just trying to get some kids healthy to finish out the season. You know, getting the grind of the season, and when your roster is short and trying to play varsity and JV, they're going to get banged up. I mean, it is just kind of the way it is and the way it goes, and we just have to be able to kind of work through that soreness and get some of the injuries kind of taken care of and ready for Friday.
Well, Coach, as always, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. So much appreciate all the time you give us here, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again for the Scoreboard Show following the game.
Yeah, we'll be excited, hopefully, to talk about a win on Friday, Jeff. We appreciate you guys taking the time to do it.
You bet. Head coach again, Eric McCullough, again with the ESAC Raiders. They're at Manson Northwest Webster coming up on Friday night.